Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Ian Weckler in the Irish Independent reports that a new industry-funded Dublin-headquartered body to oversee social media content starts operations today. The Appeals Centre Europe, staffed by 25 people, will make decisions on appeals from European users over major social media platforms' decisions to take down or leave up pieces of content, including posts, videos, photos and comments. It will cost €5 to lodge an appeal at appealscentre.eu, which is refundable if the watchdog agrees with the complainant. However, it will initially only apply to Facebook, TikTok and YouTube and not to Instagram or X. It will handle dispute appeals ranging from bullying and harassment to misinformation, hate speech and altered images and videos. Decisions will be made within 90 days, although a spokesperson for the organisation said that in most cases it will be quicker than that and there will be no hierarchy for expedited decisions. The Irish Examiner reports that provisional liquidators have been appointed to the company behind the DIY retailer Homebase, which the High Court heard had suffered a British and Ireland-wide collapse. The Irish company employs 178 workers in its 8 stores. The winding-up petition was presented by barrister Declan Murphy on behalf of the company's directors. Mr. Murphy said the British Homebase companies were entering administration and that a potential buyer had been identified. The Irish company is being dealt with separately and its directors do not believe it meets the conditions for entering an examinership. Fionn Thompson in the Business Post reports that energy giant SSE, which owns SSE Airtricity here in Ireland, has announced a 26% rise in its pre-tax profits over the past 6 months as its long-standing chief executive, Alistair Phillips Davis, announced his intention to resign next year. The Scottish-listed firm posted adjusted pre-tax profits of £714 million. The SSE generated some 5.4 terawatts of renewable energy throughout the 6 months, which is enough to power 1.6 million homes a year.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.